The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is produced and sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. The information discussed during this program is not medical advice. Be sure to talk to your medical doctor for information and advice relating to your health. Welcome now to Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, Director of Faith-Based Programs at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and our topic, an interesting one this week, is chiropractic and cancer. And we talk about integrative medicine, Percy, and chiropractic is going to be included today in our conversation.
Of course, we talk so much on the show and in a very important topic of integrative medicine. And part of that discussion, we've talked about nutrition and naturopathic support, mind-body medicine, spiritual care. And now we're going to talk about the role of chiropractic care and how that fits into this discussion. It's still somewhat of a growing and understanding school of thought, but it has a place in this discussion, and we're going to discuss how that fits into this conversation.
Yeah, I think it does, because integrative medicine means that it's not any one thing; it's all these things working together. That's by definition what we're talking about here,
and particularly in terms of supplementing, augmenting, and again, adjunct, which is kind of a technical clinical term that means to support something that's on top of that. So when we talk about that, conventional medicine that we know and everyone utilizes, but other things that support conventional therapies, chiropractic medicine or care now can be considered one of those integrative medicines.
Well, we have a guest who's going to join us who knows a whole lot more about it than we do, and he'll help all of us understand where chiropractic fits into integrative medicine here today. So stay tuned for that conversation coming up in just a moment. We always look to Scripture to guide us in these conversations, and I don't think we're stretching the point to look at this particular scripture here today.
Yeah, Proverbs, the 17th chapter, we're going to pull our spiritual nugget from today. And verse 22 basically tells us, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones." Of course, we're talking about our bodies and our bones and our skeletal structure. And we're also talking about, even beyond just pills and medicines and tablets, the overall well-being of man and his health, his heart. Again, when we understand that being healthy, then we can begin to look at that as good medicine.
Mm-hmm. That's our start here to the program today. And for more, I hope you'll stay with us. We're online at healthhopeandinspiration.com. And we're going to be back with you on the radio here in just a moment. So stay with us.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits.
And once again, welcome to Health, Hope, and Inspiration. As we talk about chiropractic and cancer today, remember, no case is typical. You should not expect to experience these same results. Once again, here's our host, Percy McCray.
Well, with me today as my special guest is Dr. Jeffrey Sklar, who is the Director of Chiropractic Services at Eastern Regional Medical Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. And Dr. Sklar, it is a real pleasure to have you today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, we want to talk about specifically what you do, my friend, again, particularly within the context of chiropractic services. I think that many people are familiar and have heard about chiropractic care, but not necessarily within the context of cancer and oncology. So let's first talk about specifically, so for those who may not be familiar, what is and what does a chiropractic doctor do?
Specifically, chiropractors look traditionally at the musculoskeletal and nervous systems, looking for imbalances, addressing primarily pain that patients present with. But overall, the goal is to really improve wellness, optimize function of the body. So we're really trying to boost the immune system in patients as well as their overall sense of well-being in addition to reducing their pain.
Why did you become a chiropractor? What drove you in that direction?
Well, I was actually a patient before. So you remember the guy who had been losing his hair and he said, I'm not just the president, I'm also a member. Well, I was in pain and I've tried a number of different things. And this is going back about 25 years ago. I had tried physical therapy. I had tried medication. And somebody suggested I see their chiropractor. And he changed my life. Wow. He mentored me and I wound up going to school for it. And I've been doing it for close to 20 years now.
So is it fair to say, based upon that explanation, that chiropractic treatment primarily is focused around relief of pain management, but not exclusive for pain management?
That's a fair statement. I think that pain is a huge motivator that gets people into see chiropractors originally. But what people find is that once they start getting chiropractic care, they start noticing other parts of their body, other parts of their life start to actually feel better. So they continue to get, like, you brush your teeth every day or you go to the dentist twice a year to get your teeth clean.
Sure.
Typically, that's what we're looking for chiropractic patients to do, to kind of keep their body functioning, keep things aligned and optimized.
Now, let's talk about how do we connect, in theory and practice, chiropractic therapy with oncology? What are the benefits and what's the correlation?
Well, it's very interesting, and it's still evolving. In general, it's part of chiropractic becomes part of what we call integrative oncology.
Okay.
Here in the United States, integrative oncology is evolving every month, every year. Chiropractic's role in that is really, again, reducing pain, optimizing function, anything we can do to reduce the need for another pain pill or potion. A patient's going to really benefit from that. So what chiropractors that are treating cancer patients look to do is not just deal with the muscular and skeletal side effects of the treatment, but there's other side effects that they may experience, like chemo-induced neuropathy, which is a tingling in the fingers and the hands. Some patients may not be able to open the cap to the toothpaste, or they may feel like they're walking on sandpaper. There are certain things that chiropractors can do that can actually help these patients feel like their digits, feel like their appendages are more normal. There's also additional things other than muscular and skeletal conditions, like hiccups, for instance, or indigestion or headaches that chiropractors can actually help alleviate. And again, the patient doesn't have to take another type of opioid or other type of medication to get the relief.
That is interesting. I certainly did not know that, you know, beyond obviously the potential of relief of pain and et cetera, that some of the other things that you mentioned chiropractic therapies potentially has an effect upon. And you used the optimal term that we use on the show often, talking about integrative medicine or integrative care or integrative therapies. Chiropractic care now in the context of cancer treatment is one of those integrative therapies that now can be incorporated with evidence-based medicine. And how do you engage with cancer patients with chiropractic care where you practice medicine?
Okay, excellent question. First of all, you know, you mentioned evidence-based, and one of the things I want to be clear about is when it comes to chiropractic care, there is very little literature that shows the effects of chiropractic for more things like the hiccups that I mentioned. So
okay.
I want to be clear about that. There are a lot of case studies and case reports that are published.
So the way that we can clarify that is that potentially chiropractic therapies may help with some of those areas.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Great. So let's talk about now correlation and engagement with oncology effect results.
Okay, that's a good place to start, because traditionally chiropractic has been considered contraindicated. In other words, don't see a chiropractor if you have cancer. But what we now know is that chiropractic can be practiced safely and be very effective for the cancer population at any stage of the disease, whether it's a recent diagnosis or a later stage or complex cancer.
Okay.
Chiropractic can actually help anywhere along the way, as long as it's practice with, there's a number of different techniques that can be used. So there's non-force techniques mm-hmm. that can actually help alleviate pain and, again, improve function. But there are contraindications. So where chiropractic colleges haven't really taught how to treat an oncology patient, there are seminars that I've given, actually, with my experience over the last 7 years in terms of treating oncology patients. I'm involved in some research now as well. But the key thing is knowing what not to do, knowing when not to get the treatment. Mm-hmm. So really talking to your doctor is the most important thing to see, well, is this an option for me to help me with my pain or some of my side effects? And I always defer back to a patient to say, before you come see me, you know, let's talk to your primary doctor to make sure that everybody's okay and that everybody's on the same page.
Yeah, and it's important. And we want to reinforce, obviously, we are not giving medical advice on this show at all. That is not the intent of our objectives here. And we certainly want to remind everyone, please go have a thorough conversation with your treating physician and your primary care physician before you pursue any type of therapies to be sure that you have good evidence-based direction that is coming from someone that you're consulting with. So I appreciate that.
Certainly.
Let's talk about some of the things that you've seen that has taken place when chiropractic therapies have been allowed to be applied to oncology patients under unique and individual circumstances.
There are a lot of really beautiful stories. One of the great benefits that I'm allowed in the setting, in the integrative oncology setting that I work, it's an opportunity, and chiropractic care is an opportunity to give cancer patients a chance to have a little bit of a vacation from their cancer,
okay.
to sort of turn their minds off a little bit. One of the things that I do is I have Pandora music playing in my room. So I give people a chance to request some music. If they don't want music, that's fine.
Okay.
Some patients will request gospel music. I can give you a great example of a gentleman I'd been treating, and he requested a spiritual music for himself.
Okay.
And over 3 weeks, he was getting treatment with me 3 times a week. At which point, at the end, he had experienced no side effects. He was getting radiation. He had no fatigue. He had no hair loss. Now, I attributed that to the entire integrative team. There were other modalities from acupuncture and physical therapy and a program that we have called Motion for Life, which we really try to just keep people's energy level where it is.
Sure.
And try and even improve it if we can. There's just a ton of other stories, but that was just one of the ones that is always really sunk in for me that I've enjoyed.
And again, to be clear, each cancer patient's journey and experience is unique and different. And so we want to make sure that the audience understands. And also the fact that I don't hear you say that chiropractic therapies should be used in the absence of evidence-based medicine to treating cancer, correct?
Absolutely. Collaboration is the key. When you're able to have like-minded individuals mm-hmm. and conventional treatment with evidence-based data that has a history yes. of proven results.
Sure. With that being said, we're talking today with Dr. Jeffrey Sklar, who is the Director of Chiropractic Services at the Cancer Treatment Centers of America at Eastern Regional Medical Center in Philadelphia. I thank you for the work that you're doing, and it was interesting to hear some of the potential benefits of what chiropractic care can do and how that can be integrated with good evidence-based medicine. We say thank you and continue to speak nothing but good things on your practice. Thank you for being with us today.
We will continue talking about chiropractic and cancer on today's edition of Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Percy McRae. Our website is healthhopeandinspiration.com, available 24/7 to you with resources. healthhopeandinspiration.com.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits.
Our program is called Health, Hope, and Inspiration. My name is Wayne Shepherd, and here with Percy McRae. And remember, no case is typical. You should not expect to experience these same results. Percy, what I've learned here today is that chiropractic care at Cancer Treatment Centers of America is considered part of integrative medicine.
Yes, we've discussed, again, so much about integrative care and therapies. And in the context of the menu of offerings, we talk about nutritional support. We talk about naturopathic medicine. We've discussed and talked about spiritual care being part of that integrative model. We've talked about mind-body medicine and how our minds have an impact upon us potentially in terms of our health and our coping as an integrative component. And what we've come to understand and what many patients have asked for is having some sort of chiropractic care being provided to them. And so that's the discussion today in understanding potentially what the benefits could be from a chiropractic perspective.
It's everything working together. What I had not considered before was chiropractic care and oncology.
It's somewhat of a novel idea, I would say, again, and a growing understanding of how when we look at potentially what chiropractic care can do and its benefits in looking at being responsible and respectful to the oncology community and then begin to apply some of those chiropractic principles. Again, what we heard and what we understood was it was helping in many cases to reduce pain and, again, optimizing body function. So obviously the key to this conversation is good collaboration with an oncologist and understanding things that can be done, should be done, and should not be done, mm-hmm. and having that monitored very closely.
One of the things we learned today is that this approach can kind of take the patient's mind off what they're going through.
It's interesting that Dr. Sklar associated it with the concept of giving patients somewhat of a little vacation and a break from the rigors of their conventional treatment and care, which helps them to kind of relax and begin to kind of put their mind in a different place. And again, we understand that, you know, when the body is basically relaxed, when the mind is relaxed, theoretically, your immune system should operate more effectively. And so that's the goal at the end of the day, not to replace conventional therapy at all, but to help the body to optimize as much as possible to respond to the conventional treatments that are being applied to it and yet put the body in a state where it can receive and begin to benefit from everything that can be done so that they theoretically can move forward with health and wellness and continue to expect good things to potentially happen to
them.
And
I appreciate the fact that there is thought being given here and an openness to these approaches.
Well, and I think that that's the responsible and the correct thing to do. It's true with regard to nutrition. It's true with regard to naturopathic medicine. It's true about spiritual support. Again, as we talk about, you know, we need to understand that everyone is not receptive to spirituality or not located in a spiritual place. The same thing is true with regard to this particular school of thought of being very diligent and making sure that it is aligned with all good conventional practices so that ultimately we are giving the patient the best possible benefit that they can go forth and really truly thrive under.
Sure, as we often say, the spiritual support is provided when and if it's desired by the patient.
And the same thing is true with regard to any of the items that we've mentioned. Again, patients can opt in or opt out of those particular modalities based upon their comfort level, based upon their acceptance. And when you understand that, that really goes back to the school of thought of patient empowerment medicine. We want the patient to be empowered. They get to pick and choose, and then from there to be responsible to make sure that we're giving them the best evidence-based care that's available and respectful to all conventional treatments.
So once again, to be clear, Percy, chiropractic care is just one element of integrative medicine.
Correct. And when we understand, again, the big picture of talking about integrative medicine, the school of thought is those are supportive therapies. They are not exclusive therapies to be used in the absence of good evidence-based medicine. And I think it's an important distinction because sometimes individuals, and I understand why people tend to do this. I've had experiences with patients over the years who have said to me, you know, I'll just approach treating my cancer from a nutritional perspective or from an all-natural perspective. Or in this case, maybe I'll just utilize my chiropractic care to treat my cancer. And we want to be very clear at the end of the day, these are not therapies to treat cancer. These are supportive therapies that undergird and support conventional evidence-based medicine. And again, not for everyone. I'll cite a really good example that I think will help us with this. Okay. Is that I recall for myself at one point I had just gone through a pretty significant surgery and I was experiencing pain and discomfort. And it was recommended to me by some individuals to try a particular therapy that would be considered a supportive therapy or an integrative therapy. And I'd never done that before. And I talked to several different individuals to get pros and cons. And I would say, based upon a poll, 50% of the people that I spoke to said, well, that didn't really work for me. And then 50% said I had some benefit from that. The point that I want to make here is that all integrative support therapies are not necessarily for everyone. They may not necessarily feel benefited from that. So, again, we want to be clear. That's not a therapy to be used exclusively for the treatment of a particular sickness or disease or illness. It is only to be in support of, again, solid evidence-based conventional treatment. And so chiropractic care falls into that category of what we define as integrative therapies.
And integrative medicine is not the same as alternative medicine. We sometimes hear that term used, alternative medicine.
And I think that for some, by default, people will go to the place of alternative because they're trying to avoid, in some cases, things that they may have heard, perceptions that they may have about certain conventional therapies. And cancer care certainly falls into that category. I know that there are many people who shudder at the sound of the word chemotherapy, as an example. So by default, some individuals may tend to say, I want to do something as an alternative. And we are not recommending or subscribing anything here as an alternative, but again, only as a support to conventional therapy. So,
a very important distinction.
It is an extremely important distinction. Any integrative therapy or integrative care is a support to and should work hand in hand with good consultation and good collaboration with good evidence-based medicine.
Well, this has been such a helpful educational session here today on the radio on Health, Hope, and Inspiration. Let's go back to that scripture you started out with today.
Our spiritual nugget is found in Proverbs, the 17th chapter, verse 22, and it says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When we talk about the heart of man, we're talking about the totality and the essence of his being. Merry really speaks to the idea of anything that is supporting the total essence of a person's being. And in many cases, that's not necessarily always facilitated by a drug or by some type of particular medication. There is a mental element. There's an emotional element. There's a spiritual component to us. So a merry heart, anything that is feeding into the better essence of our core being is our heart. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Today, we want you to be healthy from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, your mind, your emotion, your will, things that you are thinking about, working through issues of forgiveness, working through emotional struggles, anything that may be detracting from your health. We want you to have a merry heart because it's good like a medicine, and it will help a broken spirit, and it won't dry up your bones. That's the message for today.
Well said. That's our host, Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America, and I'm Wayne Shepherd. Hey, our website is available. Take that link and pass it on to others who may benefit from it as well. HealthHopeAndInspiration.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Health, Hope, and Inspiration is produced and sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
If you or someone you love is fighting cancer, consider Cancer Treatment Centers of America. We treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit. Our hospitals in Atlanta, Chicago, Philadelphia, Phoenix, and Tulsa take an integrative approach to cancer care. We use conventional medical treatments to attack the disease. Evidence-based therapies like nutrition, naturopathic medicine, and pastoral care to maintain strength and quality of life. Treatments are tailored for each patient's specific needs. Visit healthhopeandinspiration.com to view our cancer-related resources or to contact our oncology information specialists about questions you may have about your treatment options. Working together under one roof, our cancer experts use leading-edge technologies to deliver precision medicine, personalized care, and spiritual support. Learn more at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Care that never quits.